My laptop is so fucking old, right? You're like, it literally just, it doesn't work for anything.
I just wait. Well, you're on your phone, yeah.
I have to do it off my phone, but I don't know that.
Yeah, nah, it's cool. I can see you're all good there. You're a bit sideways, though.
But wait, that. That.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
Oh, wait, because it's going to, then my fucking charger thing is going to, right, I just have to set this.
Yeah, nah, it's cool, it's cool.
If this phone falls down, right, it's your fault, not mine. Because it's sat like this.
Yeah, mate, no worries at all, it's all good.
Right, let me close this. Because I've got my laptop up as well at the same time, because I'm trying to fucking fill all these forms out, which I need to do yesterday.
Only take like 10 minutes to plan.
Sorted.
Sweet. Cool. So all we're going to do is like have a conversation and that's it. Ask you a few questions and that's it.
All right. Okay.
Cool. So we've got on a podcast today. We've got Nathan Henry, Nathan G. Shaw. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Nathan. You already know who I am. Well, that sounded so obnoxious, didn't it? You already know who I am.
You're proper famous or something.
Nah, I'm not proper famous. Just slightly.
What you are known for? Go on, tell the people. Who are you?
Oh, God. People might know me from Geordie Shaw. Like, do you know, I hate saying that, though.
Why is
that? I mean, obviously, it is how people do know us, but... Yeah.
Go on, now. Tell them who you are. Fuck the Geordie Shaw. Who are you?
I'm Nathan Henry. I'm 31. I'm from Darlington. I'm a full-time legend. I'm a father of two dogs. And... That's it.
What are your dogs called?
Buddy and Buster. If you can hear them, by the way, you probably hear the little one. He's in his, like, he's actually got his, so spoiled. He's got his own bedroom, like, literally right there. But he's so fucking loud.
What dogs are they? What kind of dogs?
Two Frenchies.
Cool, cool, cool. Where are they now? We want to see them.
Buddy, Buster. Oh my God. It's normally just, when I say his name, normally goes, Buster. Buster. This is
yeah.
Right, wait, how do you turn this round?
Click on it twice.
Buster, come here. Say hi.
Yes, Buster. How are you, mate?
Oh, who's this trying to ring me now? Fuck off.
Hey, I won't give you too much time. I'll literally be like 20 minutes.
No, no, don't worry. I'm not in a rush or anything like that. Just this guy was trying to... Oh, fuck. What's happened here?
Yeah, people. He's got guys ringing him. He's got guys ringing him already.
Yeah, not like that, not like that, not like that. Someone from a company that's trying to get in touch with me, I was just like...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, what time is it back home now?
12:15.
And you've got guys ringing you already.
Man, I have people ringing me from 9 a.m.
Beauty calls at 9 a.m. Fucking hell.
I'm joking, I don't really.
No, that's cool, let's get into it then. So, let's talk about the last 6 months. What have you been up to?
So, the last 6 months... We just finished filming the 10-year reunion for Geordie Shaw. That was quite fun because obviously a lot of people came back for that. Like, it's been 10 years since it started. And then obviously, like, seeing everyone catching up. I've been on... Wait there. So this is another thing that happens whenever I start filming something. Can you hear that noise in the background? Every single time I try and make a video on Instagram, do a podcast... This dog decides he wants a drink of water. Buddy, can you hurry up? Buddy, hurry up.
It's time, buddy, mate. It's all good.
Day's finished now. Watch, I'll fuck off and then I'll come back in a minute because it's a little twat.
Where are you at now? Are you in Dalo now?
Yeah. So I'm in my house. I've been back for like what? I'm never really home. It's really annoying because I'm here for like 2 weeks and then I'm off again on Tuesday. I'm not allowed to say where I'm going though because I will actually get.
Yeah, go on, where are you going? Tell us.
I can't, because if I say where I'm going, I'll get fined. Like, I've literally just signed something today to say that I can't speak about anything. But it is something exciting that I'm excited for people to see. Yeah, I think that's all I can say.
What is it?
I can't say. If I say it, I will get fined so much that it won't even be worth it.
So is it a new TV show or like, what is it?
It's a new project.
It's a new project. That's what's the project?
Well, I can't say because if I tell you what it is, if I give you too much of a clue, you're going to know what it is. And then it's like, people on the internet are so fast and so quick.
Yeah, of course they are.
If I say the wrong thing, they'll figure it out straight away. So all I'm saying is, it's a project that I'm doing that people will find out about very soon. And I'm excited.
Cool. So what's your latest project? What have you been working on like the last 6 months? What have you been up to?
To be honest, it's like just trying to get back into doing TV and stuff, like all that, like, do you know what I mean? Because obviously with COVID, like the few years ago, TV kind of slowed down. And then now obviously everybody's on a fucking reality star. So it's like, it's so competitive to get back in the industry. Yeah, like, because you've got to think, you've got like fuck loads of reality shows. You've got like Jordy Shore, you've got Love Island, you've got like all the new series of like Below Deck. There's about fucking 8 different series of them. So like, there's the then you've got like TOWIE. You've got there's so many that like everyone's competing to be on things. Like even when it comes to Celebs Go Dating, everyone's competing to get that job. So it's like, if you don't get it, it's like, what do I do now?
Yeah, yeah. How was Celebs Go Dating for you personally? Because I've had mixed things about Celebs Go Dating on your behalf.
I won't lie. I wish I could do it again, only because after watching it back, I don't think I was in the right head frame to be dating people back then, because all I did was get really, really drunk. Like, I got that drunk once on one date. Like, I got one of my dates that drunk. We racked up a bar bill, I think, of £600. Oh. And then the next day when I went into the agency, the actual exec producer came in and had a go at me. He's like, do you think it's acceptable to rack up a bill that high? He went, not only that, we had to send that person home on a train by themselves. I was like, it's not my fault to have a duty of care. I went, you put me in a bar, said do what you want, and put me on a date with someone. And we had fun.
You had a good night.
But I just think, but look, when I look back on the show and watch it, I'm just like, ugh. I hate the way I was going on, like, because obviously I was drunk all the time. And I think I was still processing the breakup that I went through before that. So I just don't think I was in the right head frame of mind. But in terms of like stuff I filmed, that's probably the most fun show I've ever done. Because I was allowed to do whatever the fuck I wanted. Mm. Like, whatever I wanted.
You had no one telling you like what you can and can't do?
No, like, I had no one saying you can't drink that, you can't eat that. They literally just went, sit down, your date's going to come in, do what you want. Go do what you want, we'll just roll with it. And I was like, I love that.
Did the dates go anywhere with any of the people?
I did like 2 of them. But then I found out when I took them both to Greece, I found out they got with each other behind my back.
You are messing.
No, I swear down. So I was just like, fuck you. And then I chose one in the end. And I was just like, I just thought, I can't trust you because I know that you've, like, why I was sat deciding which one of you two I want to get with. You two were getting with each other behind. Like,
oh my, was that on TV? Was that filmed?
No. So I only found out this after we finished filming.
Oh my God.
And I found it out off a member of production because I was doing green screen for Jordy Shore. And they were like, oh, like, did you not hear about the rumor about what was happening when you were away in Greece? It was like, apparently 2 of the dates got with each other. And I was like, oh, which ones? And then he said the names. And I went, they were the 2 that were dating me. And he went,
oh no.
And I was like, they were the 2 that were dating me. I was like, and I'm going to a beef with one of them next week. He was like, oh my God, Nathan, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize it was you. And he was like, please don't say that came from me. I went, I won't say it came from you. But I'm obviously going to cancel a beefer, and I'm obviously going to block both of them.
Oh my God.
I asked one of them if it was true. One said yes. I asked the other and he denied it. So I thought, nah.
I'm not. You are joking. What? And the producers told you?
He didn't mean to, like, because he'd worked on the show and then he was working on Geordie afterwards.
Fuck.
Obviously, the show had finished, so like, it didn't matter anyway, but it was still like not the point because I was actually going to date the other lads. So.
Well, how did that happen? Like, how the fuck did those 2 people get with each other?
Because we were all in the hotel when we were in Greece.
Oh, shit. Okay, obviously, yeah.
The dates hung out, and then obviously the celebs hung out. So like, when we weren't filming, you got free time. And I think in that free time, obviously, they got drunk and then decided to do more than kiss with each other.
Oh shit, that's heavy. So what happened after that?
Well, I sacked him off, and then I blocked them both, and then just not haven't talked to them since then. In fact, I bumped into one of them in June in the airport. I went to Tel Aviv Pride, and I was coming home, and I just walked past, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And I seen him, and I was like, "Hi, you all right?" He was like, "Yeah, you." And I was like, yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie, he did look quite fit in the airport, but I just thought, nah. If I knew he was at Tel Aviv Pride, I might have messaged him when I was there, but then I thought, nah, you did the dirty on me, so fuck you.
Shit. So what did he say in the airport when you spoke to him?
Well, he didn't really have much to say because it was really awkward because he was with his friend, and it was like, it was just really weird. Like he was like, "Hi," and I was just like, "Hiya," but then I didn't know what to do, so I was like, "I'm gonna go," because I need to go to the toilet. But then I walked off, and then I realized the toilets were in the other direction. So as I walked off, and then I had to walk back, I was like, "Oh my god, this is embarrassing!" And I tried to run past him, but he seen me again and waved, and I was just like, "Fuck my actual life."
That is fun. So how was the new Geordie Shore filming going? You was abroad, weren't you, for it?
Huh?
Was you abroad for like the new Geordie Shore filming? Where were you?
Yeah, well, we finished filming it now. But we went to, oh my god, where did we go? Portugal.
Yeah.
We were only there for like, honestly, we were only there for like 7 days. But I think even think that was long enough. Like 7 days of drinking, being in the sun. It's just like, I'm not as young as I used to be. I can't go on as if I'm 21 anymore. Like I can now, if I go out, I go out on a Friday because it means Saturday I've got to recover and it means Sunday I can actually have my hangover day. Whereas this week, me and Sophie went to like a PA. Well, it wasn't a PA, but we went to like this like rave thing and on Thursday in Ireland. And I'm not going to lie, all day on Friday, I don't think I opened any of my curtains in my house. I don't think I answered my phone. I was on death's door. So then yesterday, I pulled myself around and today I can have a proper Sunday because it's like, I don't have a hangover.
So you're getting older?
It's the truth though, I am. Like older people can't do it like they used to. Like, when I was 21, I used to be able to go out for fucking days on end and drink and not get a hangover. Whereas now I'm just like, I can smell alcohol and I'd be like, I know for a fine fact that's going to make me feel ill.
So how did you do it when you used to film that for the Geordie Shore? How the fuck did you do it? Because like drinking all the time, were you limited on your drinks or like were you free to do whatever you want?
It is limited now because there's a duty of care. Like in all shows now, like TV's completely changed to what it used to be. Like back in the day, it used to be you can drink as much as you want, do what you want. Like to be fair, we didn't really have... what's the right word for it? Like, we didn't really have...
barriers.
No, like, so, like, there wasn't, like, a, like, not in a bad way, but, like, there wasn't such a thing, not saying there wasn't a thing as mental health, but, like, there wasn't that much of a duty of a care right in the beginning. It was more like, do what you want, we film TV, there we go, it's done. But then, obviously, as the years have gone on, and, like, laws have changed and things have happened within TV, there is that duty of care now, so, like, you do get a certain amount of drinks. And obviously, like myself, I can drink more than what the girls could. So the girls will probably get...
Yeah, of course, because you're a big lad.
Yeah, exactly. So, but if I'm not drunk after 5 drinks and I ask the member of production, like, oh, can I get another drink? If I'm not smashed, they'll be like, yeah, of course you can. But obviously, it's all within limits. So it's like, because they don't want you to get ridiculously drunk anymore. They just want you to, like, have fun, get the content that we need, and, like, just enjoy yourself without getting steaming. But...
The first time I met you, I was wankered. Like, I was absolutely pissed out of my head.
Yeah, that's when we were allowed to drink whenever we wanted.
Oh, was it? So it changed from then, did it?
Yeah, that was like, how many years ago was that?
That was like fucking 4 or 5 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah, because I remember I went into that club and it was like, hey, just get pissed. Next minute, the film crew come in. I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm pretty wankered right now. I'm going to make some of the videos on TV. I'm like, shit, I didn't even know what happened.
Oh, my God. 5 years ago? Fuck me,
that's really... Yeah, that was uni. Like, yeah, five
it doesn't years. Feel, it doesn't feel like that long, but probably it was. Because then I feel like COVID has taken away 2 years. So, yeah.
That's true. So, how was COVID for you?
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I quite enjoyed it. But I think it's made me become, like, I used to be a very people person. I used to love people.
Yeah.
Like, I used to be very chatty in this, and I'm not going to lie, I think after COVID now, I can't stand people. I'm
fucking that. Bitch
now. But no, like, now I'm just like, oh, I can't, like, just, sometimes I'm just like, oh, go away. Like, I just like to go out, do my shit, get my things done, come back. And, like, I stay at home, but, like...
What do you like to do, like, in your free time? How do you like to chill? Like, what do you do?
At the minute, it's, like, taking that... Like, I love going on walks, like, massive long walks. It's a shame, because, like, there's no, like, obviously, you're in Australia now, aren't you?
Yeah, mate, yeah.
So like, but there's fucking loads of, like, lush sites and stuff to walk around there. Whereas in Darlington, there's not that many. And I think I've done them all now.
There's none.
And there's none. And I'm like, and I can't be asked to drive somewhere or go for a walk because then I'm going to be like, well, I'm going to be tired. Then I'm going to have to go home. I'm like, no. So it's just going to the same fucking places. So, yeah.
I can see that. Dolo for me. I've been there a few times and there's not much going on out there.
When was the last time you were here?
2020. I went down Dolo. I met a friend down there.
Right, well, it's changed in 2020. It's 2022 now, you know.
Oh, shit. So
a lot can change in 2 years.
Yeah.
Wow. We've got like a massive duplex cinema now. And like,
that's not really selling it,
but like, and we've got like loads of restaurants.
Duplex cinema. You know, yeah. It sounds great. I might fly back just for the duplex cinema. Like, it sounds
I really wouldn't fly back from Australia just to come down. And I really wouldn't do that.
So go on. What's next for you? What have you got lined up? Like, you don't have to tell us what Secret Saves. What's going down? What's going down in Nathantown?
Well, obviously, there's that project that I've told you.
What project is it?
I can't say, but there's another show that I'm doing. Well, I can talk about this because I feel like I was... So the All-Star show that just came out on Paramount.
Yeah, yeah.
I was originally in the lineup, the original lineup for that. But because my best friend was getting married, I had to decline it. So obviously, I got the people replaced me. So I think I know I am. I'm doing the next one. Like, it's not negotiable. Like I said, I want to be on the show. You better put me on it. I mean, it's not my decision, but hopefully I'll be doing that in January. And then after that, the shows that I've, like, there's a few shows that I've done, which again, it's annoying because I can't talk about it because obviously my contract does not speak about it. But there's a few shows that I've done. Huh?
This is behind closed doors. No one will know.
Yeah, but when this goes out, if this gets leaked, and then it's like, oh, Nathan said this. And then that means me, I'll get dropped from the show, I'll get a fine, and you'll get the views. So I don't think so. It's not working like that. But no, there's a few shows that I've done this year that I filmed in secret, which were coming out, which I can't wait for. And then I've got a meeting, I think just before Christmas, actually, in London, about a new business venture, hopefully. So stay tuned. I've got my fingers in all the pies.
What kind of business venture is that?
Again, I can't tell you.
You can't tell us. Right, okay, cool. So let's
course at the time, I will be able to tell you. I think I'm one of these people now, I've learned from things in the past. When I say things too early on, before it's like close to like the deadline or where things have been put in production, it kind of takes away the magic from it. And it doesn't do as well. Okay. Whereas I feel like when you keep it to yourself, you keep it quiet, you get everything made, you get things ready, and then you put it out there and it's like, oh, where did that come from? Because what people don't see behind closed doors is a lot of effort that goes into stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Like, and not only that, like I'm not going to lie, I've had like three businesses in the past and they've failed because when you start something, in the first year, you're always going to make a loss, no matter what, because you've got to put your money into that and then you've got to build. But obviously, if it doesn't do well, I don't see that as a failure. I see that as a lesson learned. Right, next one. Let's try that. Like, yeah. Some people might be like, oh, yeah, you're wasting your money. Like, it's on all these flops. But I'm like, well, not really, because the things that I've done, I've enjoyed doing it and I've enjoyed, like, the process behind it.
Yeah, of course.
I think I do need to go, like, take business classes or something like that. Just so I become more savvy on, well, like, business shit.
My degree in business was in Newcastle. I learned from the Geordies, so...
What's you did a business to do? Are you not from Newcastle?
No, I'm from Preston. I'm from like more up north.
Eh, I thought you were from Newcastle.
No, I'm not a Geordie. No, I moved down Newcastle for uni. So I studied business at uni.
What's when I met you? You were at uni.
Yeah, I was a student. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly. Yeah.
I feel betrayed. I thought you were. I thought you actually lived in Newcastle. I think Jackson's a bit weird.
I was living there, but like I was studying. That was it.
What were you studying? Business?
Business, yeah.
So what are you doing now in Australia?
I'm working, so like account management sort of thing.
How long have you been there for? Look at now, it's me interviewing you.
Hello, yeah, fucking hell. I've been here for like 7 months. So originally I flew out from back home to Indonesia for some job. Turns out to be a scam, so we like fled and then came in. Yeah. It was a scam. They were asking for our passports and all that sort of bullshit.
Wait, now I'm interested in this. Wait there, so... You packed your life up and you flew to Indonesia, right?
Yeah.
At no point before this did you think to check if this was a legit job?
I was like, the pain of flights, the pain of the accommodation, let's do it. So I flew out there.
And did they actually pay your flights and your accommodation?
Yeah. We arrived at the airport. They picked up from the airport, and it was just a scam. The first day of training, it was like, you're using fake names, like your name's like John something. They give us like these burner phones, and we just bailed. We were like, fuck this. We did like
four. Wait, so what were they trying to get you to do? This is so interesting. Look, I'm just like,
so they were getting us to like ring people, like business owners, to like to get them invest in stocks and shares accounts. However, they
didn't exist.
It was bullshit. Like, it was bad bullshit.
Have you not reported this company?
Yeah. Well, I sent it to the newspapers, and I've got like a meeting with a few newspapers about it.
That's so bad.
It was so.
But wait there. So they must have had your passport details to book the flight, no?
Yeah, no, they did. They did. But in like the third day of training, they said to us, bring your passports down. We need them. We're going to keep them to get them into the office. So I was like, well, that's bullshit. And I said to him, I said, come up.
That would have been too fast, okay?
Exactly. I said to him, can we not give you the photocopies? And he was like, no. So after that, we just fled. And then three guys that we know are still there. They've got the passports. They can't leave.
And are they still working for the company?
Yeah.
And do they not want to go home?
Yeah, well, they do, but they can't. They've not got their passports.
How are they going to get them?
No idea. No, literally no idea at all. So we
they trapped there for life now?
Probably.
I mean, if they try and escape, I bet they ring the Indonesian police and the police would like, put them in jail.
Yeah, exactly. The force. Apparently, these guys like ran the police. They're like Chinese mafia or some bullshit. This is no lie. This is.
Are they getting paid for it though?
Yeah, they're getting paid, but they get.
I mean, that doesn't justify it, but they're getting paid well.
Yeah, so if they like get these CEOs to like invest in these big stocks and shares, I'm still in contact with one of the lads. He got like 10 grand the other day to getting them to like invest in these random stocks and shares bullshit that don't exist.
I mean, he's getting money. I mean, it's not a way to go. Don't condone it, but he's getting paid.
Exactly. So
How come you? So in Australia, do you not have to do like that thing where you work on a farm?
Yeah, well, originally, like, I already had my visa. I was supposed to go from uni, so I had my visa. Mm. I met a scouse lad over there, and he was like, "Oh, I'll come with you." So we like came here, and I'm just working for like the company I used to do back home. But I probably do have to do the farm work in like January.
And how are you going to do that if you're working for this company?
I'll just quit and go, and like working like some kind of banana farm or something.
So what, do you live with the scouse person now?
No, he's in Perth. He's like, we moved to Melbourne together, and he was working in a construction job. He couldn't do it. He was just arguing, being scouse.
Fuck this, I'm going to Perth.
Yeah, but he went to Perth, and now he's on the mines. So like, on the mines, you get loads of money, like digging for like whatever shit on the mines.
Does that count as the voluntary
work? Yeah, well, it's regional, yeah. So you do 88 days regional work or like farm work, and you can extend your visa. So yeah, that's what he's doing. That's his in the podcast with me.
I'm not gonna lie though, I hate Perth. It's
like, a shithole.
It's not that, it's just not like there's anything wrong with it. It's just more of a case of when I went there, every single person I met was Australian. So I'd be like, why would not an Australian, sorry, was English. So I'm why would I want to go to Australia to meet everyone who's English? I've just escaped England to get away from them.
Exactly.
And I was like, where are the Australian people at?
Yeah.
Exactly. Where are you at now, Melbourne?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne, so he's gone to
that's
Perth.
My favourite place in Australia, that. I love Melbourne.
You like Melbourne, yeah?
Yeah, Melbourne, I would say Melbourne, then Brisbane, then the Gold Coast. I like Sydney, but Sydney reminded me of it. I could have been anywhere in the world. It just felt like London.
Newcastle's better than Sydney.
Really?
Yeah, for me personally, Newcastle is better than Sydney.
Nightlife wise, yeah, because Sydney nightlife is shit. Like, you're not allowed shots after midnight. I'm pretty sure all the bars close at 2 a.m. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? 2 a.m. Yeah. Go out. But in terms of like that, like the city, it just reminded me a lot of London.
Yeah,
like, yeah. With a lot of sun. So I was just like, well, obviously you've got the Opera House, you've got nice views, but like if you take them away, it's just another city.
Exactly.
Whereas I think Melbourne's quite cool.
Yeah, there's no Tyne Bridge. No Tyne Bridge. You know, Tyne Bridge is beautiful.
Yeah, did I go there? I went to like a street, like it's like a one massive long street. It's just got bars and restaurants in.
Chapel Street.
What?
Chapel Street in Melbourne.
Yeah, I think it might have been there.
Yeah. It's good.
It's the loads of graffiti and stuff, and it's really cool.
Yeah. That's Hoysia Street. So that's behind the back of my office. It's cool.
Yeah, that's where I went. We went down there, which is a bar crawl there. We had food. It was fucking it was amazing. There? God, that would have been in like 2000 and... Wait there. What year is it now? 2022?
You've got a lot of fans in Australia.
Georgia Shore is wild in Australia. So when, yeah, I'm not honestly, even like, honestly, the first time I ever went there, I actually thought it was Kim Kardashian when I walked in. It was mental. I walked in and like everyone turned around. It was me and Corey walked in the club and everyone was like, oh my God. But it was screaming. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, we are just idiots that get pissed on TV. Like, I don't get this.
We did a
PA in a club. There was me, Ricky, Kyle, Chloe, and Holly. And it was my birthday. And there was I think the club could only hold 2,000 people. There was 6,000 people that turned up to see us. I was like, why? Like, yeah. Why do you want to meet us? I'm not going to lie. If I wasn't me, I wouldn't want to meet me. I'm like, I can't be arsed. Mad.
So are you ever going to come back to Australia then? Seems they love you so much.
Well, I, to be honest, I want to move there.
Like,
that is the goal. Like, I want to buy another house in England. I want to move my mum in this one. I want to get another one to rent out. And then I just want to, like, so that they're paying for themselves. And then I just want to move over Australia. But I don't know how it's going to work. Because I don't want to do that. If, like, do I have to do that fucking voluntarily?
No, not if you're sponsored. So if you come out here, you get sponsored, you don't have to do that bullshit. So I'm sure you'll be able to.
What classes as a sponsor?
Like anybody you're doing like any kind of work for. So if you're out here you probably can if you move out here and you're filming for yourself. I'm sure you'll be able to sponsor yourself. Yeah, and you can sponsor me as well.
I mean, I need to sponsor myself first before I sponsor you. Oh my God, maybe I might move to Australia then.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, I would love that, but then I feel sad. I've just got this house the way I like it. I'm not going to lie, my house is actually stunning. But
well, let's have a look. Show us around.
No, it's a bit of a mess. I mean, I've also just realised there's one hole in the roof there. I don't know where that's come from.
It's beautiful, but there's a hole in the roof.
No, it's not like a big hole. It's just like a tiny... But like my house is... It's not like... It's not a mansion. It's just like... It's like... It's how I like it. It's my safe space. But then I'm like, well, I kind of want to move my mum here. And then I want to move out, buy a bigger one. But then I'm like, what's the point of buying a bigger one if I want to move abroad?
Are they in Dolo as well? Your family, they're in Dolo?
Yeah. Like, she only lives like 10 minutes away from me. So it's like, but then the only thing that scares me about moving to the other side of the world is like not having my family and my friends there.
Yeah, it's difficult.
Like don't get me wrong, I went to uni and like...
What did you do at uni?
Events management.
Oh, okay.
I moved away and stuff. And that was fine because I knew whenever I needed my mum, I could get a 2-hour train home. Whereas if I moved to Australia, I'm a mummy's boy. So if I need my mum, I've got to wait 24 hours to fly home. Not only that, it's like, what, for 3 fucking grand to get back?
It's like 10 days to fly back as well. It's long.
It's what?
It's like 10 days to fly back. It takes the piss.
Like, it's just not acceptable. So I'm just like, how the fuck am I going to do that? So if I move to Australia, I might have to move my mum with me. But I know she won't come. Because obviously her grandkids and stuff like that, she's attached to them, so she won't leave them. Like, she won't care about my brothers, but she won't leave the grandkids. So then I'm just going to be like, right, if I'm going to move there. But then I'm like, if I want to move there, I need to get a boyfriend first so that I can move there with him.
I'm sure there'll be plenty over here for you. There'll be loads of boyfriends out here.
Listen, I've got plenty of Australian things over there.
There you go.
Yeah, but still, I'm just like, but then what happens if I get over there and then I don't like them? And I'm just like, oh.
Let's tell the people, when are you coming to Australia? When are you coming here?
Well, when? I was meant to be coming in October. Be like, oh, well, I should be there now. Yeah, one of my friends, she lives in Sydney, and she's having a baby. And I was meant to come to the baby shower, but I've obviously been working loads, so like, I can't get over there. I'm going to try and get over there for January.
That's your excuse?
Hmm?
Is that your excuse?
What?
You don't have enough time?
Well, I don't.
Oh.
What? I don't. Like, I work hard. Like, I'm busy all the time. I've been home for 2 weeks, right? And I've only seen my best friends once. And that was on Friday because I managed to get them in for dinner. We went for dinner, we went to the cinema. Like, other than that, I'm like literally back and forth. Like, literally after this, I've got so much shit I need to do. I need to pack. I need to get all my house sorted. Then tomorrow I've got a full day of shit. And then Tuesday, I'm out.
So what's this project you're doing then?
You keep digging for this and it's not going to happen. If I was drunk on this podcast, I probably would be like, blah, blah.
We need to get you drunk next time. We'll get you drunk next time.
I've had a coffee.
Is it still early doors there?
Yeah, it's not even 1 p.m.
Okay, now surely you can have a beer.
What time is it there?
It's like 10:44 now.
What, a night?
Yeah, I've been out tonight. We've been out all day. We went to watch the boxing. We've been out since like 10 o'clock. Yeah, I'm half pissed. Yeah, pissed as fuck.
Was that beer you were drinking? I couldn't tell if it was beer or orange juice.
Yeah, no, it's beer.
It looks like Fanta, but I was just like, eh?
Yeah, no.
It called Goat?
No, yeah. It's good stuff.
Why would you call a beer Goat?
No, it's weird, isn't it?
It's disgusting.
What do you drink? What's your go-to drink?
Vodka or tequila. Yeah. Straight up tequila. See, now you can tell you've been in Newcastle if you're talking about trebles.
Exactly.
Do you know nowhere else does nowhere else?
In the world.
Nowhere does trebles. I was in Dublin the other day and I was like, oh, can I have a treble vodka, soda and lime? They went, what? I went, can I have a treble vodka, soda and lime? They're like, no, you can have a double and then you can have a shot of vodka. I was like, just put 3 shots of vodka in the drink. You can only get trebles in Newcastle. Exactly. I think that's the only place where you go and it's acceptable.
No, it's true. It's true. I've never been as much of an alcoholic than when I was at uni in Newcastle. Like, we'll go out.
Was it free trebles for a fiver in BC?
Yeah. I loved it. It was fucking brilliant. I love Newcastle. Like I say, Newcastle is my second home. Loved it.
It's mad, isn't that? I actually can't get over that. That's the only place. Even in London, if you ask someone, if you went to London, you say, can I have a treble? They will look at you like, what the fuck did you just ask me?
You've got 5 heads. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like, I asked you for a treble vodka. It's normal. Like, have you got problems? I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not.
And it'll cost you like 80 quid.
Oh, yeah. But if you're in Newcastle, it'll be like £5.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
I mean, that's probably because it is cheap vodka, but still, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. So let's switch back. TV-wise, what's your biggest mistake in TV you've ever made? Like, if I was your mum and I was watching, what's the biggest mistake you've ever made on TV? What is it?
Put a curling tongue on my bum on John Shaw. That's probably the worst thing I think I've done.
Oh, shit. And your mum's seen that?
Yeah. My mum's seen everything that I've done on TV, which is even worse. Like, ugh. I don't regret having sex on TV because I think everyone has sex. And like, I don't, there's no shame in that. Like,
no,
if people sit there and go, hey, you had sex on TV, I'm like, well, how the fuck did you think you got into this earth? Your parents had sex. So it's a natural thing. Mine happened to be on the TV. Who cares? But yeah, I regret that because it wasn't big. It wasn't clever. It was for a laugh, but it could have been.
It was big.
What? Well, yeah, it was big, but still, it's not the point. It's these things probably could have just been saved for privacy. I could have done it as a laugh with my friends without the cameras, but yeah, that happened.
How did you get into TV then? Like, how did it happen?
I got asked.
Did you? Like, how though?
One of the casting people, she kept messaging me, asking me to come to an audition.
On Facebook or Instagram?
On Facebook. And because this was before, this like Instagram wasn't big then. She kept messaging me, and I was like, "I'm not doing it." And she was like, "Why?" I went, "Why would I apply for a show that you're telling me to apply for a show that I don't want to do? So why would I want to audition for it?" And she was like, "Well, why not?" I went, "Because I don't want to apply for it." I was just like, "If you want me on the show," because she kept ringing me. I was like, "If you want me on the show, put me on it. I'm not auditioning." I was like, "That's stupid." I was like, "You've messaged me loads of times." In the end, I went and met the exec producers, and there's one called Kate, who I basically owe my whole career to, basically.
Yeah.
Me and her sat down, we talked, and like we instantly just formed this bond straight away where I think in the first like 30 seconds of meeting her, I think she knew then that she was going to put me on. And I think I knew from like the conversations we were having that I was going to get it. So like we had a bit of a banter, and then maybe it's a month later, I got a phone call saying that they want me to go in the house, and I was like, oh, fuck. And I was sat there thinking, why the fuck did I go to that meeting? And then I was on. And then
you was the first person who wasn't straight to go in there.
Yeah. First person that was by okay to go in there. And I'm not gonna lie, after being in the house for 3 days, I sat in the toilets and I cried and I was just like, I don't wanna do this.
Shit, really?
Yeah, I was like, I was just like, TV is not for me. Honestly, people think, everybody thinks, oh, I want to be on TV, I want to be famous, I want to be that. No, you don't. Like, you really do not. It's not what it's made out to be. It's not the glitz and glam and the glitter. Like, it's hard. And it's like, for after 3 days of being in the house, of being watched 24/7, having no privacy, it's like when you've come from like being, having your own privacy, this, that, and the other. Like, you can even go for a shit in peace in your own house. Yeah. In George Town, there's cameras everywhere. So it's like, after that, it's like, you kind of just think, what the fuck have I done? And I was just thinking, I don't want to be here. But then luckily, we had a 3 day break. I went home, see my family, see my friends. And they were like, look, you've been given a massive opportunity. You can either take this and go home with it and like build something from it, or you can just give it up now. And I thought, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going back and I'm going to enjoy myself. And I came back and I was like, you know what? I've had the best time, the best time. And then it just got better and better from there. And now, Gobshite basically runs the show.
Yeah, you're the longest standing from the show, aren't you?
Me and Chloe, yeah. That's weird, that, isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
Like, we're not even originals and we're the longest standing cast.
Why do you think that is, though? I think because you're more of an entertainer. Like, I think that's what it is.
It's probably just because we're like herpes, we just won't go away. Yeah. I think we're ingrained in the house and we're just like, I don't know.
You're relatable, I think. I think you're more personable. You're more relatable.
Yeah. I think if they asked me to do one more, I'd say yes. And then that'd be it.
Why?
Why? Because I'm old as shit now and I can't be doing this.
How old are you?
I'm not telling you that.
I'm not old as shit.
I'm still, to be fair, I'm still quite young. I'm not old.
You can still play. Like,
yeah. But I don't want to be doing Geordie Shore forever. Do you know what I mean? I've been doing it for 8 years.
Yeah, no, exactly. So, like, what's this project you've got going on?
Why do you keep coming back to this? It's, you're not going to find out.
I'm joking. We just want to know, like, what's next for you? Go on.
Ideally, I want to get into presenting. Like, I'd love to, like, do... I've done, like, a few little bits here and there. Oh, my God, I just realised... I filmed a presenting thing that's going to come out as well soon.
Oh, what's that?
I don't know if I can talk about that one.
Of course you can. You can.
It's for an MTV show that I've already presented, but then they asked me to come back and do it again. Catfish.
There we go.
So that's, like, if I get showed up for that, I don't care. But that's going to come out again, which that I'm not going to lie, that one was really fucking good.
Yeah.
That one. But yeah, like that. Ideally, that's what I want to get into. But I think what I want to do, though, is now that I've thought about it, I want to get into presenting, but in Australia.
Yeah, no, you can smash it over here. There's not much going on. All they've got...
Give me a channel. Give me something to present.
That's all they've got.
They've got what?
They've got something called the Love Boat, where, like, people go on, they've got Married at First Sight. It's shit. They've got
Married at First Sight's massive, though, in Australia.
It's huge. It's huge. And that's why, like, I spoke to people... And they know what Geordie Shore is because they would watch it religiously. So, like, set like an Australian Geordie Shore up.
Nah, because then they'd take my career. Like, fuck that. To be fair, there was a rumour that they were starting an Australian Geordie Shore. I think it was on the Gold Coast. I think it was going to be called Goldie Shore or something like that.
Goldie Shore. It would be shit.
Well, no, because I'm pretty sure I've seen, like, an advert for people to try and apply, but obviously it didn't go anywhere.
And what do you reckon the requirements would be? Like, over here, so like, everyone on TV has got a mustache and a mullet. That's it. Yeah, exactly. Like,
is that what's like big over there? Mustache?
Yeah, honestly, mate. Like, if you've got a mullet and your mustache, like, you're a legend. That's what they go off in Australia. There's not much going on.
Right, well, I don't think I'm going to be moving to Australia anytime soon until I get that. Fucking hell.
Exactly. So go on. What's this project? Last time.
I'm not telling you.
Fair enough.
I'm saying is you will find out within the new year. You'll know what it is because it'll be everywhere.
Perfect. Yeah. And is there anything you want to say while you're on here? Is there anything you want to, like, give away? If anything that's going down with you yourself?
Nah.
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there is.
Wait, but what? I've told you everything.
I'm sure there's more going on.
There is, but it's just, I can't talk about it. It's so frustrating because I really want to. But because, like, if this is what, like, happens now. Like, when you do stuff, you get contracts so that you have to sign prior.
Yeah, and like non-disclosure.
Not like, well, yeah, kind of. And it's like, there's loads of stuff where, like, if you leak anything, you say anything, it's like...
Boring.
You can be pulled from the job. And it's just like, I know it's boring, but...
I'm joking.
That's the leak. Do you know why? It's because everyone finds out about everything now.
Yeah, because of course.
It's at everyone's disposal. Like, people can find out what people are doing before it's leaked. Like, I've done shows where people have found out I'm in the lineup before my family did. And I'm like, is this true? And I'm like, how the fuck have you found that out? Like, how does anyone know?
Dangerous, yeah.
So that's why if I keep my mouth closed, nothing can be said. I can't get fined. I can't get in trouble. It's all
good. You did a good job of it, though. You did a very good job of it.
I know, because I'm a professional. Yeah. Listen, I've been doing this for 8 years. I know what I'm doing.
Well, next time we'll get you on. We'll have some drinks when you're on it.
Next time, exactly. Next time I get drunk and I'll just be like, oh, right, so this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, exactly. Next time you don't, just ring me and we'll get on a podcast.
Okay.
Perfect. Right. So, Nathan G. Shaw, Nathan Henry, thank you very much for coming on. Is there anything you want to say to leave on?
Everyone follow me on Instagram, keep watching what I'm doing, and stay tuned for these secret projects that are coming up, because I'm sure you're all going to enjoy them.
It's all sure. You know, Australia love you. They want to know more what's going on.
I love Australia too, so there we go.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
No, thank you. That was
have
fun.
A great day, mate.
Well, you enjoy the rest of your night, pisshead.
I will do. There's people downstairs waiting for me, so thank you very much for coming on.
See you later.
See you later.
Bye.